The Game Awards 2023 happened in Los Angeles, and the big winner was Baldur's Gate 3, a cool fantasy game based on Dungeons & Dragons. The people who made the game, a company called Larian, were really happy and said it was a project they loved working on. Baldur's Gate 3 also won 5 other awards, like Best Performance and Best RPG. At the awards ceremony, actor Timothée Chalamet, who is going to be in the new Wonka movie, announced the Game of the Year winner. Chalamet is a big gamer and used to have a YouTube channel about gaming stuff. He even visited famous game developer Hideo Kojima's studio in Japan. Some other winners at the Game Awards were Alan Wake 2, which won 3 awards for things like Best Game Direction and Art Direction. The Last of Us TV series won Best Adaptation, Cyberpunk 2077 won Best Ongoing Game, and Cocoon won Best Independent Game. Besides giving out awards, the Game Awards event also showed trailers and made announcements about new games. People got to see sneak peeks of games like Exodus, a sci-fi RPG, and OD, Overdose, a project by Hideo Kojima and Jordan Peele. They also announced remakes of Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons and Final Fantasy VII, and showed gameplay footage of Jurassic Park, Survival and the return of classic games like Crazy Taxi and Jet Set Radio. Even though the Game Awards is a fun celebration of games, there have been some worries about people losing their jobs in the gaming industry this year. Big game companies like Epic Games, Ubisoft Montreal, and Niantic have had to lay off workers. Some people have also said they're not happy with the Game Awards because they think it focuses too much on showing trailers and ads instead of giving winners their time to shine on stage. The winners of the Game Awards are chosen by a group of experts in the industry and by fans who vote. The fans' votes count for 10% of the final decision. You can find the full list of winners on the Game Awards website.